What a wonderful start. As Pastor Steve Green already mentioned, the vision of our church is always we are building a home for everyone. Elim is a home for everyone. So today, as we share the message about our vision offering and Vision Sunday, I would like to introduce our new team members in our church to you. Because here's the thing, if it's a home for everyone, we got to know the family members here. So now let's welcome our children's pastor, Daphne, our intern youth leader, Gustav, and our new intern, young adults leader, Alice, and our weekday program, Ealing Music leader, Diana Chin. Please come up here. Yeah. Do you want to join with your mom? Sam, you can let her come up if she wants. That's wonderful. Let's give them a big hand. Okay, now let's get into the questions today, okay? So first of all, can you please, this is a question for all of you. Introduce yourself and what inspired you step into this ministry. Alice, I want to begin with you, please.
Hi, I'm Alice. I was born in Lockhart and I've lived in Palmerston North up until 2020 when I moved to Auckland to study a hair and makeup course for film and TV. And during 2019 and 2021, I just felt I was kind of in worship during lockdown and felt like God placed on my heart to do some ministry. But I didn't really know what that looked like, and I kind of just left it in my phone notes and was like, cool, but I'm about to do study in a different area, so I'll just leave that. And then last year, I went to Daphne's graduation, and at that graduation, I just felt God speak to me during worship and say, you're going to step up and lead young adults. So, it's kind of been on my heart for, I guess, more than 4 years. I'm just being obedient to that call.
Thank you. That's one amazing, right? So, Alice, what I heard from you is you knew God has something for you in the ministry 4 years ago. Mm. But you didn't know what it was until last year you attended Daphne's ELC graduation, right? Ealing Leadership College graduation, and God spoke to you. Mm. Can you please give us more details about what, you know, the experience about God speaking to you? Because people really want to know, how do you hear from God?
Yeah, I think, every kind of decision in my life, I feel like I don't make unless I have like peace.
Yeah.
So I think that's like Holy Spirit peace. So after attending the graduation and kind of having that word, my best friend was in town at the time, and I talked to her about it, and just, I guess, my heart to go deeper with God and learn more about Him. Like, you know, just because I've grown up in a Christian family doesn't mean I have like full understanding of, you know, the faith and everything. So I prayed about it, had that peace, and I guess like kind of doors opened up. Like I was able to get student allowance, which allows me to like be able to survive during this year, I guess, financially. I just felt that peace, and I'm not really one to make crazy like rash decisions. So yeah.
Thank you so much, Alice. That's wonderful. Alice, you were also a makeup artist, right? You're still doing your makeup business at the moment, or you totally stop it?
yes, I am doing that a little bit at the moment. I guess like this year is kind of just focusing on the ministry that I'm serving in, which is young adults, and then, just kind of go from there. But it's a skill that I always have.
Because we have got so many young people, they are in the business world, or they are thinking about starting their own business. I just wonder, as a makeup artist, you know, How does that experience help you in your ministry?
Yeah, well, the plan wasn't always to be a makeup artist. That was another bit of a shake-up in my life that happened as well. But I guess for me, like, my heart in makeup, I mean, it allows me to be creative, which I love, but also it's just my heart for people. Like, Through connecting with people, especially in film and television, which is kind of my favourite area, just being able to see people at the start of their day, see people at the end of the day, and I just think that's really precious, being able to look after people, encourage them, you know, listen to them, keep you know, that stuff confidential and like really earn someone's trust. So I guess that's something that I will apply to my ministry area as
That's amazing. That's amazing. So even though you, even though before you step into this ministry, God already prepared you, right, in your workplace, develop this heart for people and the communication skill in listening and talking. Thank you so much. Do you still missing makeup things?
I don't know. I don't know whether I've got much time.
No problem. You know what? Because we got plenty of opportunity here for you to practice. We don't mind. Hey. Thank you, Alice. So during the conversation with Alice, she mentioned she attended the graduation ceremony last year of Ealing Leadership College. And so that was your graduation. That was the night and God changed Alice's life. So Daphne, can you please introduce yourself a little bit and what inspired you into this ministry?
Hi, I'm Daphne. So I moved here from the Philippines when I was about 7 years old. And ever since then, me and my family have basically been here for like the past 15 years. I decided to do internship. I was actually studying in the University of Auckland, studying a Bachelor of Science, and I majored in psychology. In my first year, I joined this Christian organization on campus called Student Life, and they were really focused on evangelism and discipleship. So that really grew my heart for the lost, those who didn't know Jesus, but even more, it grew my heart to really desire to journey with people and see them grow in their relationship with Jesus. So in my third year, I felt a really strong calling to go pursue full-time ministry, and I left my degree to do exactly that. What I didn't know was that God had put me in a season of waiting for a little bit, for a year. And in that time, he actually placed me in this part-time job where I worked with kids in before and after school care and holiday program. And I did that all the way up to up till September of 2023, while I was doing my internship. And that like really grew my skills to also run a program, but even more, that also really showed me how important it was to have Jesus in the lives of young children. Because at their age, I was already, you know, I grew up in a Christian home, and I was able to give my life very early to Jesus. And it's a drastic difference, like seeing that.
So I think it's very similar to Alice's experience. Before you even stepped into this ministry, God already prepared you, right? You mentioned you have a part-time job in running school program for kids, right? You think God started prepare you from them, right?
No.
God prepared you when you were 7 years old in our children's program. Daphne is the first children's pastor in our church who literally went through our children's program herself in the past 15 years. So that's a totally different level of commitment, right? Nobody can compete with you for that experience. Thank you, Daphne. You know the stories of both sides. So later on, I'm going to ask you a question about that, you know? And okay, Diana?
All right.
So Diana is the leader of our weekday program, Ealing Music. Ealing Music is a program that we designed for the toddlers in our community. Every Thursday morning, we clear up all the chairs, and then we open the doors, we set up the toys, and Diana is running dancing, singing games with all the mothers and the kids together in this facility. Okay, Diana, please introduce yourself a little bit.
Oh, hi, everyone. I'm Diana. As you can see, I'm mother of two young girls here. And I started coming to this church since I firstly immigrated to New Zealand, which is like 12 years ago. But I stopped a while, and then once we are back, I met my husband, Samuel, and I did the young adults a little bit. And also, I got baptized here the next day after our wedding. So it's quite...
Wow, that's wonderful. So what inspired you to step into Ealing Music, this ministry?
So Ely Music is part of my mom life for the whole time. So when I was pregnant with this one, we already started. So it's been like the whole of the my mother life is Ely Music is just part of it.
Yeah.
And when once we see the opportunities, we just feel I can volunteer. I can do that.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. So that's how I ended up with the leaders here. Yeah.
Yeah, Diana, you know. Diana, she's a full-time mom, but you also run online business with your husband, Sam. Sam got a full-time job. So we know you're already so busy, you know, And so I wonder, you know, as a mom with two little kids and a husband who doesn't really help too much, How do you balance ministry, you know, in everyday life? Because I believe there are so many young parents and they want to know that.
Yeah, I know. Definitely. At the beginning, I do have worries. And I feel like, it's already too busy. I got overwhelmed. How could I manage this? But then I just wrote down all my worries and asked God, like, please help me. Like, you know our situation. You know, like, what life is going to be like.
Yeah.
And then he said, this is not only about you, because this ministry is about mothers and also the young families with the kids. It's not about me, it's about the whole team. And I am so blessed that from the previous years, I got all the heritage from the previous leaders in our church and all the seniors.
Jade.
Everybody will come to us and share their like parents' life or grandparents' opinion, like all these wisdoms for us. So I feel like as I got be able to carry all the heritage on me, and it's in me. So I would like to share with all the other young moms and dads as well.
That's amazing. Because the previous leader already set up a really good platform for you.
Yes.
We have an amazing team. I just want to give a big shout out to
Ely
Music team.
Yeah.
We have Machi, we have Judith here, we have Rochelle, and we have Veronica, right? Because that's really amazing.
And we have so many moms like willing to lend hands for us too.
I think one of the cool things about Ely Music is that we see those moms come here, they don't just attend the program. Eventually, some of them join the team to serve together.
Yes.
That's truly amazing. Thank you, Diana.
It's become their home as well. So,
Thank you, so cool. Now, let's pass the microphone. Yeah, I think it's your turn now, Sam. Yeah, thank you. Give Sam a big clap. Woo! It's good. Now, Gustav. Gustav is our new leader for our youth ministry. So, Gustav, please introduce yourself a little bit.
Yes, hi, my name is Gustav. I am 19 years old. I was born in South Africa. Where we lived for 4 years, and then my family made a huge sacrifice to move to New Zealand. Which was hard at the time, but it's really paid off. And then living in New Zealand, grew up East Auckland, came to City Campus in 2022 at the Easter service, and
that's amazing. You know, I always ask Gustav, hey, Gustav, you came to New Zealand from South Africa when you were 4. How come you still have such a South African, strong, thick South African accent?
Really?
He says, I just love it. You know what, Gustav? Keep it, because that's part of your identity. Yeah, we just want to take the opportunity to speak to all of you, because we got so many people from 40 nations. You know, when you come to this place, you will not lose your cultural identity at all. Actually, you will strengthen that. Because God created you this way. Okay, Gustav? We love your accent, okay? And your accent sounds way better than mine. So don't worry, okay? Okay, now, I have some specific question for each one of you. So this time, I would like to start from you, Daphne. And as we already knew, you know, you grew up in the church, you went through our children's program, now you are the children's pastor. I just want to know, and as you grew up here, as you know the story from both sides, and what can we do to create the sense of home, sense of belonging for all the children from different backgrounds, different cultures?
One of the first and foremost things is that to ensure that the leaders really truly make a connection with the children. With the children, because, you know, it's important to give them a sense of responsibility as well as being able to show them that this is their home, that they can actually freely talk, they can freely speak their mind and, like, ask questions as well about their faith, because they're here in this building because their parents brought them, but... Yeah. Like, later on, they will have to make their own decision, you know, whether to follow Jesus. And so to be able to provide that connection and sense of home that they can actually freely talk about that. Yeah. But actually, what is more important is what happens after the program. When I was younger, I remember my leaders were like high school students, like university students. And so that meant, like, actually afterwards, our parents were all in the same small groups together. And so that meant we can not only connect within the program, but also outside of the program. And I wasn't the most, like, angelic kid. I was actually pretty annoying.
What did you say?
I was pretty annoying.
Same girl.
Despite that, these leaders did not refuse to hang out with me. They continued to entertain me, but also they continued to empower me to speak my mind and to, like, talk to them about certain things because, you know, when you're at that age, yes, I'm a kid, but actually I'm learning to develop all of these thoughts and feelings. I just haven't managed them yet. I haven't learned how to manage them. And so I see that not only in myself back then, but also in the children today. It's just, they feel a lot, they think a lot. It's just, it's being masked by the fact that they're kids and they need to have fun. And so it's just that idea that you need to provide that space for them to be, you know, you are a trustworthy person, both within the program, but also outside of the program.
So what I hear is we need to build in, as we want to build a relationship with the kids, create a sense of a home here. It's not just about what's going on in the program, in the classroom there. It's about what happened outside. It's open every one of us here. What kind of sense we create for those kids? Hey, do they feel welcomed, accepted, and, you know, by all of us here? Thank you. That's a very good point. That's a very good point here. And also, I'm so glad to know you were not the best kids in the program. Okay, so that means you're going to show some grace to my kids. That's wonderful. Thank you, Daphne. Great to know that. Hey, Daphne, when you say some people influence you, impact you outside the program in our community, in this big family. Can you give us a specific example, some testimony or story?
Yeah. So I definitely remember when I was younger, there was this man, his name was Tony.
Tony.
He's unfortunately no longer with us. He has passed on. But I remember he didn't serve on the kids' ministry team, not at all.
So he didn't serve in the team at all?
Okay. No, he did not. He wasn't serving actively on that team. But I remember every now and then, maybe once or twice a year, he would actually come into the kids' program and he would prepare for all of the kids this demonstration, like a physical demonstration, so that he could show us what it meant when it says that Jesus washes away our sins. He'd, like, put a drop of soy sauce or something in one cup, and then he'd, like, pour the fresh jug of water, and then, like, would go away. Same thing as we were, like, singing that song, you know, Christ is my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand. He showed us that. He compared a big rock, he put a Lego house on a rock and a Lego house on sand. And he just poured water and was like, this is what it means to have Jesus as your firm foundation.
So good, so good.
So those, you know, even though he wasn't serving on the team and he wasn't there super often, when he was there, his lessons were the ones that I remember the most even today.
That's wonderful. Because here's the thing. Tony was not serving in the children's team. And he only came to the ministry, came to the classroom probably twice a year. However, today, even he has passed, the impact still remained in your life. Yeah. Right, man? That's amazing. Yeah. You know, ladies and gentlemen, Tony has been with the Lord, but his son, Ben, is with us, and his daughter-in-law. Ben, can you please, Ben and Kat, please stand up, let people see you, yeah. Thank you, Ben, thank you. Thank you, I truly believe you are carrying your dad's legacy to become a blessing into this to this community. You know, your dad, you know, he only show up twice a year, you know, to the children's ministry, but it doesn't mean you only need to show up twice a year to this ministry, okay? God bless you. We are truly blessed to have you with us. Yeah. Okay, Alice, you know, I really want to ask you this question. Because same again, because today we are in Auckland City Centre. We have so many international students. We have young people from different cities, different towns of New Zealand. We have young immigrants come to this church. And when you're facing such a diverse community, and what's your plan? What's your thoughts about how can we draw them together, unify them together, and also create this sense of home for everyone?
Yeah, well, I think the coolest thing about the kingdom of God or the people of God is, I guess, heaven's going to be just as diverse as the world. So
that's so good.
Wow. Yeah, I just think Jesus and God and the gospel is just such an awesome thing to bring us all together. I think sometimes the world focuses on all our differences, but actually there's so much that unites us and
so
brings
good.
Us together.
So good.
So within Young Adults Ministry, we're running a couple of things. So the first thing is Young Adults Collective, which I think will go on the screen.
Young Adults Collective.
So we had our first night about 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
So this is just kind of drawing on what you built last year, which was Convos and Connect, but going just a little bit deeper. So it's going to be a mixture of social things, but also, I guess, exploring topics that affect young people, I guess, the Bible, that sort of thing, culture. Our next evening is this coming Thursday. We've got Pastor Bob, who's going to be having a little Q&A session with us about prayer.
Wow, that's awesome.
So super excited about that.
Yeah.
We've also got a couple of life groups. So we've got a girls group that's meeting on alternate fortnights as well.
Yeah.
And then we've got a guys group happening on a Sunday. And then we've also got our after Sunday 11 a.m. service gatherings, which is great. If you're new, we always look out for new young adults
Amazing.
To just
That's
really
good.
Draw into that space and connect with one another. So super excited.
Awesome. So last year when we had a young adults event, we only had a once a month, right? It's monthly, but now we got a fortnightly, right? And also we have a girls group, and Alice was and Jamie and run the girls group together, and also we have a boys group, men's group,
and young couples with and Zara
young
and
couples,
Josh.
Yeah, that's amazing. So we got so many things provided for our young adult community. Thank you so much. That's amazing. Good stuff. You are the new leader of our youth ministry. And I want to take a moment to introduce our co-leader of youth ministry, Sarah Scott. Can I have the microphone? Sarah, can you please just introduce yourself a little bit?
Kia ora, I'm Sarah. I've been at this church since 2018. I've just recently come back from being in England for 6 months. I'm a final year student at the University of Auckland studying law and global studies. When I left, I was working quite heavily with the kids ministry, but really felt that God had called me to leave that.
Yeah.
And when I came back, really felt that youth was where I was going to move into. I'm also a graduate from the Mount Albert campus, so definitely hoping to get involved with them as well.
That's amazing. Thank you, Sarah. That was definitely God's timing, because when Gustav stepped up, to lead the youth group, I was thinking, man, it would be good we can have a co-leader to look after the young girls. And then Sarah came back from Europe and told me, hey, Shane, I have a big heart in me to serve the youth this year. I said, oh, hallelujah, God, thank you so much. So here's the things, parents, when we talk about youth ministry, we're talking about youth from 14 to 18, right? And so the girls, if you have any questions, personal issues, feel free to talk to Sarah. And boys, here's Gustav. They're both trustworthy people. We all trust them. We know them for years. You can totally trust them. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Gustav. So here's the thing. Gustav, can you please give us some details about what you and Sarah are going to do for our youth community this year?
Yes, so the youth, the Oxygen program at Elam will be running every second Friday, every fortnightly, starting on the 5th of April. And it's going to be a place where we're trying to establish community, but identity more importantly in God. In a world where the youth are quite overwhelmed with all these ideas and concepts from the world, and they're trying to grow themselves and find themselves in that, it's quite confusing.
Great.
So yeah, we're really looking to go deeper to create a deeper relationship between them and God.
Oh, that's wonderful. It's not just about to come together to have fun, right? We're going to deepen the relationship with God. Amazing. So good.
Yeah, so really get that balance of having fun, but also going deep.
So what kind of activities or kind of events we have for youth?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, the fortnightly events starting on the 5th of April. Mm. And then we have also an outreach program where we're going to the Mount Albert School.
Wow.
And we'll be hosting events there for the youth to hopefully get the youth of that community involved, their families, and kind of gather the community together to just really build up the community, but also build leaders in Christ so they can, you know, go out into the world, as Shane said.
Yeah. For those who don't know, we have Elim Christian School in Mount Albert. And as a city campus, we are their spiritual covers. We cover them. And so Gustav and Sarah is going to build this relationship with those youth there. So when they grow up, when they graduate from high school, they are looking for their own church. They know there is a church here, open doors for them, right? And also, Sarah, you are you graduated from Mount Albert School yourself, right? Oh, that's wonderful. See how God provided such a cool co-leader for us. Hey, good stuff. Amazing. So, and also we have other camp or event going on, right? Good stuff.
Yeah, so that's on the 19th of April. It's a
19th of April.
Yep. A nationwide encounter camp where the youth from all over New Zealand will come together, worship, grow in their connection and a relationship with God first and foremost, but also with each other, with their leaders. And it'll be a place where they can, you know, just...
So encounter camp. So it's the 19th to 22nd of April. It's coming. And so parents, if you want to find out more details about Encounter Camp, feel free to talk to Gustav after the service. And now it's thank you, Gustav. That's a very important message for us. And we are so blessed to have you and Sarah as the new leaders. Because here's the thing. We haven't had youth ministry for the past 5 or 4 years because of the pandemic. So those two young people, they're going to start everything from scratch. So I believe God is going to do new things through you. That's amazing. Okay, Diana. And now let's get back to Ely Music. And when I see Ely Music, and every Thursday morning we have 50 people, 25 kids with their moms, sometimes dads here. But the majority of the people there, they are young mothers or dads from overseas, new immigrants. They don't even speak fluent English. We have Russian moms, we have Japanese moms, we have mothers from South Africa. So when you're facing this kind of a community, you know, how to create a sense of a home for them? What's your approach?
Yeah, because I totally understand that feeling, because I'm one of them, because I leave all my village back in China and came here as a mom, even though, like, my husband got his family here, but still, like, it's different background, different brought up. Yeah. It's hard to communicate with them, and then sometimes they couldn't understand you. So here at Ely Music, we kind of welcome, so everyone is welcome, like moms, grandparents, caregivers, and everybody. And also our volunteer team is very diverse. We have like Judith and Jill from local, and also we have Machi and Nanako, who is also one of the moms. They are from Japan, and also we have Veronica from Russia. So all the people here gathering, they are from different parts of the world. So that makes them feel like we are actually having another family here, even though your own family is not here. That's the sense of feeling that we are part of them.
Because you went through what they are going through.
Yes,
now,
I totally understand.
You totally understand their feeling, their situation. And also you mentioned, actually you believe you understand them better than their husbands do. And that's true. Husbands, we know, right? We don't understand our wives, right? That's true. Yeah, that's absolutely true. Thank you.
Yeah, and also there's something that when you share with your husband, like, they couldn't get it.
Exactly.
Like,
we don't get it.
I don't know why you're feeling that
still
way.
Still learning.
Yeah, that's true. It's so true.
Thank you so much. I think this is a very good approach, because It's not just about the program. It's not just about activities. It's about the people.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, we know your experience. We understand you. We understand how you feel.
Yes. And then they are so willing to share with you, like, what they've been experiencing.
Yeah, yeah.
What they feel like so hard.
Yeah.
And then you will say, oh, I totally get it. I've been there, like, without sleep, without all these kind of support that you need. But here, like, we're just totally understand, and then we want to help, like we want to create a space for the mom and the kids. They dance together, they see the joy, because the kids are the blessings from God. They feel it as the promise every time when they dance together, they can feel it.
Yeah.
And then from that part of the thing, they can carry it on to the whole week.
Yeah.
And then to see that actually being a mother is blessed.
Wow, that's amazing. Thank you, Dana. Thank you. That's so good. So before we finish today's panel discussion, can each one of you introduce yourself again? Just tell the people your name and your ministry. So let us get to know you. Remember your name and your ministry, please. Alice?
I'm Alice, and I'm looking after young adults.
Woo! Yeah, just use your deep voice. You don't need microphone, mate.
Gustav, looking after the youth aged 14 to 18.
Great.
I'm Daphne. I'm looking after the kids' ministry, which is 14 and below.
I'm Diana. I'm looking after Ilya Music for all the families and the kids. Yeah.
Great. Let's give them a big hand. Please take a seat. Thank you so much. And what a blessing. As we already mentioned in the videos, Pastor Steve says, we are a place, it's a home for everyone. But I remember in October 2022, that was the time we started the brand new monthly young adults event. We call it Converse and Connect. It is designed for the young adults in their 20s to find a place to belong, to have a conversation about the issues we don't really talk about in Sunday service. So I remember, on the first event, we had 25 young adults attended. That was a pretty good start. After 12 months of development, commitment, hard work, I remember in the last event in November last year, we had 25 young adults attended. So I was thinking, God, if we were doing the right thing, how come this ministry isn't fruitful? But today, God answered this question to all of us. Our new children's pastor, Daphne, comes from Convert and Connect. Youth leader Gustav comes from Convert and Connect. Our co-leader, Sarah Scott, Convert and Connect. And our new young adult leader, Alice, Convert and Connect. We had two students studying part-time at ELC. One of them is Floyd. Is Floyd here? Yes, yeah, stand up, please. Yeah. Thank you, mate. Convert and Connect. So most of the leaders of our key ministry areas are from the young adult ministry, Convert and Connect. Not fruitful? I would say it's a harvest. What I learned from that is investing in people is always worthwhile. Let's see Jesus. He began his ministry when he was 30 years old. Well, a young adult. And he began with 12 disciples, a young adult ministry. 3 years later, after 3 years of hard work, after 3 years living together with those people, you know, performing all kinds of signs, miracles, 3 years later, he had 12 disciples. Well, actually 11. He even lost one who betrayed him. However, those 12 disciples completely transformed, changed the course of human history. Investing in people is always worthwhile. In Matthew 8, 36, 38, Jesus, when Jesus saw the crowds, when he saw all the people in front of him in Jerusalem. He had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless. They like sheep without a shepherd. Those people, they don't know their purpose. They don't know the truth. They don't know God loved them. So Jesus said this to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Friends, today we are living in the world. Many people are harassed and helpless. They are like a sheep without shepherd. They live their life without purpose. They don't know the truth. They don't know God loves them. It's time for us to send out the shepherds, to send out the workers to the harvest field. But before we send them out, we need to train them. We need to equip them with biblical truth and God's anointing. We need to invest in people. As many of you already know, our Vision Sunday always relates to our vision offering in a few weeks' time. How do we invest in people? I have a proposal for you today. But before I share my plan, let me clarify something. If you are a first-time visitor, please don't feel obligated to give. Because vision offering is for those who already see Elim as their home and are willing to make it a home for others. I will feel so terrible if you thought I was asking you to give on your first-time visit. But if you really want to do me a favor, please, have a coffee before you go in our cafe area. And the coffee is free. You don't even need to pay for that. The second thing I want to clarify is we won't be collecting our vision offering until 4 weeks later on Sunday, 7th of April. So no pressure. No pressure today. You have plenty of time to think about it. Pray for it. And I believe God will move and work in your heart to guide you on how much you are going to give. Finally, last year we raised $26,000 in our vision offering to renovating our cafe area, to replace all the old tables and the chairs. But after that, we went through a major leadership transition. As many of you already knew, I became our lead pastor in July. I took over the leadership from Pastor Mike and Liz. But after that, as a new leader, I didn't really spend enough time and energy in following up the contractors and suppliers because there are just so many things need me to look after in the church as a new leader. I apologize for that, but here's the thing. It is happening now. We already had a meeting with key leaders in our church, and we had suppliers and contractors came to our church to do quotations for us. So the new chairs and tables are coming, are on the way. Now, let me share with you what's in my heart. I would say what God has placed in my heart for this year's vision offering. First of all, we are going to establish a scholarship for upcoming ELC students and interns. As I mentioned before, ELC stands for, thank you. ELC stands for Elim Leadership College. And it's God's timing because I always feel that, man, I just want to build this close relationship with the ELC because I just want to open the door for the young people to be trained and equipped with biblical truth. And last year, we had Pastor Andrew with us, and he is the new principal of ELC in our church. Andrew, can you please stand up? Let us lead you. Thank you. So this initiative is aimed to support those with a calling in ministry, for ministry. Let me tell you this. When I say calling in ministry, I'm not just talking about full-time ministers or pastors like me in the church. I'm talking about Christian leaders in the workplace. We need more Christian leaders today in the schools, in the parliament, in the factories, on the construction site, in the workplace, in the families. That is the front line in today's world. That's the harvest field. We need to send out God's workers, send out God's shepherds. So when we say we support those who have callings in ministry, we are not just talking about we're going to have full-time pastors. No. God's calling for them is in their workplace, in their family, in their neighborhood. We want to equip them. So that's why we need to support ELC in this area. So in ELC, if you study full-time like Alice and Gustav, you're going to do 15 hours internship, and it costs the student $5,572 a year. So like Alice, in order to do that, she has to just cut off her job, her makeup business. It's a big sacrifice here. And if you study part-time like Nicole and Floyd, it costs a student $1,280 without hours in internship in the church. So here's the thing. I went through this time in 2014 when I was studying in the Bible college. So back then, I was a building contractor. I had to stop my business for the whole year without any income. And back then, Yvonne was pregnant with Hannah. Hannah is 9 years old, you know, today. And I'm so grateful because Yvonne just let me do my thing, let me pursue God's calling, and she didn't say a word. But today, after 10 years of marriage, I realized when your wife doesn't say a word, that means you are in deep trouble. But anyway, I know the struggle. I know the challenge. And I want to support others today when they want to pursue God's calling in their life. And so, because it's a very important gesture for all of us to show them. We are telling those people, hey, we've got your back, and we believe in you. We are family. It's a home for everyone. The second thing for you is, part of my proposal is, we are going to support our youth to attend Encounter Camp. Because it costs every family $290 for one youth to attend the camp. To be honest, if we can provide the camp free for everyone, man, we are going to do that. Unfortunately, the cost is just there. We are not able to do that. But we can do something as a local community to support our youths. If they have two youths, man, it will cost them nearly $600. In today's economy, that's not easy for a family with two parents, even harder for a single-parent family. But we are going to support them. But you know what? For a family that has 180 aunties and 200 uncles, that would not be a problem, right? It's easy. Come on. They are our youths. They are our children. And this support goes beyond finance. We're going to realize this. It's more than just financial. It's also spiritual and emotional. You know, when Jesus was surrounded by thousands of people, he saw a group of little children wanted to approach him. But those children, they just could not make the way to Jesus. So Jesus said to his disciples, hey, let those children come to me. Make a way for those children come to me. Do not hinder them. Today, by supporting them, we want our youth to know this. We will not let anything to hinder you from going to Jesus. We are going to make a way for you to Jesus. Okay, now let's go to my favorite part as a Chinese. The breakdown, the mathematics. Please show them the next slide. Yeah, please, who can give me the quick answer? No, I will give you. So this year, we are going to support three. This year, we already have two full-time students, two part-time students. And so I just asked one more for this year, next year. So next year, we are going to support three full-time students, three part-time students. And as the Encounter Camp is coming up, we're going to support 10 youth in our community. And they are, if we don't have 10 youth here, they are free to invite their friends, because that's the policy in Encounter Camp. They can invite their friends to come along. We're going to support them. So by the way, when you see the final numbers, the result, I didn't make those numbers up. Trust me. It's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We all know 7 symbolize the perfection in the Bible, right? I believe God is telling us, hey, we are on the journey to perfection. For this year's vision offering, thank God. But here's the thing, my friends. If you feel that, oh, sorry, Shane, I understand what you say, but I don't really feel I want to support what you just proposed. No problem. No problem. Carry on the principle in your own world. Invest in someone in your world. Beyond your immediate family, invest someone in your neighborhood. Invest someone in your children's classroom. Invest someone in your workplace. Invest in people. Because invest in people is always worthwhile. Thank you for your time here today. And I believe God will move us. So that my final question for all of you here is, who are you planning to invest in this year? Who are you planning to invest in this year? No pressure, not in a rush. You have 4 weeks to think about it and pray for it. Now, as we wrap up today's Vision Sunday, in the final section, we are going to anoint everyone here, including your children.